It felt as though a 10-pound stone was lodged in the pit of my stomach. I had lost my appetite, and sleep was elusive. But there was no going back. We had made up our minds, and I had no doubts that we were making the right decision. What I agonized over was how I would explain. How could I communicate to friends and family why we 20-something Floridians with 3 kids were putting our darling starter home, with its 1940s charm, on the market? It had been our first house, the house to which we'd brought 2 of our babies home from the hospital, with a great fenced-in backyard where our kids played. How could we give it up so easily? How could I explain why Daniel was leaving a stable and secure office job at a prison software company, a job that paid our bills and supported our family, yet left him strangely dissatisfied? We should have been happy. So how was I going to make people understand that we wanted to pursue a different kind of life for our family, and that it entailed Daniel quitting his job to take an internship halfway across the country on a sustainable agriculture training farm that offered only a small monthly stipend? We were embarking on a journey that would either be the adventure of a lifetime or the most foolish decision of our lives. As we stayed up late discussing plans, it was clear that this was the craziest thing we'd ever done, and we've made our fair share of countercultural decisions. We married after my sophomore year of college at the venerable age of 20. We converted to Catholicism soon after graduating from our Baptist college. We'd had 3 of our babies within 4 years. But this move would take the cake. We were leaving everything conventional behind and moving to a 650-square-foot apartment on a working farm with no flushing toilets in central Texas, several states away from family. Would anyone understand? Would we be able to support our 3 young children? Were we crazy even to think about doing this? Some would surely think we had lost our minds. After all, we had originally moved to Florida after college to be close to our extended family after our first child was born. We knew we needed the extra support. What would happen to us if this new adventure didn't work out? What if we hated farming? What if parenting and homeschooling several states away from our extended family was too much? What if living in such close quarters with all 3 kids and no free babysitting, compliments of grandparents, turned out to be more than we could handle? What if potty training a toddler on a compost toilet pushed me to the brink of insanity? What was so bad about our life as it was, anyway? I braced myself for those questions and worried about others that might be verbalized about our plan. After all, there was no denying we were doing something pretty out of the ordinary, and I wasn't wrong about the response. I'll admit to getting some raised eyebrows, and even the insinuation that people who can pay their bills are fools to make career changes, no matter how miserable their jobs are. It sure didn't sound very responsible. When I announced our plan on my blog, some of the comments were even angry. How dare you refuse to be satisfied with conventional American life, you entitled millennial? But I had braced myself for that. What I wasn't expecting was the overwhelming positive response to our news. Over and over, emails flew into my inbox from blog readers saying, "I wish we could do something like this." Friends kept admitting they were jealous of our endeavor to lead us.